Chip. Yeah. What up, yeah. Man? Bad news. Yeah. Boy, Chris and the A.M. Sports yeah. Bless. Listen. In-house. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh, my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh, my God.
I should never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes. Bitches ring the alarm. This is a warning. Had to take a little time off of peak game. Nigga got a little sick off these weak lanes. They flow driving like a key in the third lane. But can't survive the way a Mack truck in this wheel, man. Got them swerving from bright lights and loud pipes. Got them nervous. They Mack curve and crash sight. It's looking like garbage. You was swaying with trash nights. Left the D's wondering, puzzling, using their flashlights. So I just cruise whenever I'm in the booth. Known for spitting the truth, regulating the tool. Hear the threat, then I kick back after I let it ooze. I'm not one of you Kit Kats, easy to choose. Bless the problem, so please try to excuse me. Gut busting, limpy tongue, fucking your kids. I'm not one of you riff rap niggas.
Good evening, everybody! It's the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. Yes, back live.
Coming yes, finally.
You. Coming to you from places unknown.
Yes, even though once in a while I might say where I am.
That's all right.
If you pay attention.
Right, if you pay attention. With what?
It's not like I gave an address, though.
Okay.
I didn't give the actual address. I'm not stupid.
Don't do that. I got a lot of people very upset with me.
Oh, my God.
That is the sound of the best producer in the world, the one and only Jimmy H.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
What an exciting week.
Oh, yes.
Now, I know this isn't a sports show.
What happened?
But no. we're definitely going to be talking this sports because this event that took place
yes.
over the weekend transcends all the way past sports.
Oh, and social media all over. Oh, my God.
But in social media, but in the general public.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was the reason why so many Negroes was out in Vegas and caused so many problems.
Yes, yes.
We're going to start there first. Yeah, that's perfect. It should have been the ring. Should have been the doggone ring. I was about to say GD. Should have been the doggone ring announcer there.
Yes.
And this corner.
Was Homeboy there, by the way? Was that Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy? Or was it the Showtime guy?
Yeah, both. Oh. So, it's so strange. We'll get into that.
Okay. I'm jumping ahead. Sorry.
I'm going down. But we should have had a ring. Ring the bell again. And now the gentleman fighting out of the red corner, wearing blue bathing suit trunks and no shirt and a pot belly. Here is from Compton, California. Ignorant Negro number one. And fighting out of the other corner.
This was so real.
Who needs no introduction in the hoods of wherever. Coming down here from out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Here is wearing the blue trunks, white wife beater, and Timberland boots in the pool. Ignorant. Negro number two. Before we get into Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao, listen.
Here we go.
As you can see when you look at the screen, I am a African American.
Really? Wow, right. That's news to me.
If people did not know.
It's almost a year and I haven't noticed that.
If they've never saw me. You saw me, you see me all the time.
Yeah.
But if they have never saw me, and if they hear the way I talk, they're probably like, oh man, look at that racist white guy up there talking about black people. I'm an African American.
What did you say, nigga?
But I do not bite my tongue when it comes to African Americans, when it comes to white Americans, when it comes to Chinese.
That's what we're about.
Right. I'm a straight shooter.
Yeah. Equal opportunity offender.
Right. I'm an equal opportunity offender. And what I saw on Instagram, on World Star Hip Hop, on Facebook, on Twitter, you are going down to Vegas. First of all, what there should be a certain level of people that should be allowed to show. Just like how there's only a certain level at the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sure all of these thoughts and these ignorant ass thugs were down there and did not have enough money to get into the fight, were not allowed into the fight. So instead, they're going to go and hang out and spend their rent money to go down there for 2 days and just attend the parties because they know they're not getting in the fight.
Yeah.
There should be a certain level of people that are allowed at these things.
Absolutely.
I'm looking over Instagram, and if you go through Instagram, you'll see it. Fights breaking out at different lines. Let me get that spot.
Yeah, I want to, yeah.
Where this fight
broke out. Because I saw your Facebook post this morning.
I mean, you have to be kidding me.
I mean, come on. I mean, and to me, it doesn't matter what your background is. You just don't act like that at a high-profile like place. You're high-profile.
You're high-profile. You're already rehab.
I heard of rehab. In Vegas. I know what you're talking about.
It's a spot with a pool. I'm looking at guys in jeans, dragging people to the ground, pounding this guy out. You see nobody in the pool. There's women in there getting involved. They're breaking off hinges off the door. Breaking off hinges off of chairs.
That's ridiculous.
And they're getting, what could you possibly be fighting over?
You know, it's some ignorant bullshit, dude. Yeah. You know, it's some stupid.
With all these women out here.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Those are the guys that got no ass this whole weekend.
No.
You can tell those are the guys that just went down there, spent their rent money or their little drug money or whatever heck money it was. Spent their whole life savings to go down there for 2 days, try to, you know, enough to get one bottle and share with 30 Negroes.
Well, they all chipped in.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They share 30 Negroes. And now you're out here, instead of pulling girls, instead of looking at all these girls, Nicki Minaj was out there in a bathing suit.
Oh my God. Nicki Minaj. Is
there
a picture of that, by the way? I want to see
that. I'll give you the video.
Yeah, thank you.
Nicki Minaj was out there in a bathing suit.
What you doing? Look at the pussy.
Right. And you are out there, and Nicki Minaj is out there pretty much mingling amongst regular people. This is your chance.
What did you say, Nicki?
Are you serious?
She's out there mingling amongst regular people.
Wow.
In the pool with regular civilians.
I can imagine how she looked. Jesus Christ.
Now, I'm sure somewhere close by was her security, but out of sight.
Yeah, exactly.
And they probably said, "We know you're in a cool environment. We're gonna chill back here. If something goes up, then here we come."
I gotta give credit to Nicki Minaj. I like that.
Absolute credit. She's in the pool with her friends or what have you, and then you, these guys over here, fighting an all-out brawl.
The fuck? I love to know what. You know it's something stupid. You know it's something dumb. It's nothing worth.
There is nothing. Listen. There's thousands of Negroes in one place. Guess what? You're going to get your foot stepped on.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, you stepped on my Jordans.
Right, and more than likely, you stepped on someone else's as well.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Not everything's intentional, man.
There's double the amount of females. Guess what? Someone else might try to talk to the same girl that you just tried to talk to 2 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. People got to learn how to freaking behave, period.
You're out here in public where we're already over in Baltimore. We got riots going. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Oh, no justice. No peace. Mm-hmm. But you're steady pounding each other out in Vegas with eyes on you. With millionaires and billionaires walking around waiting for this fight. You're pounding people out at rehab and at the Palms. the biggest hotel there is.
Oh, my God.
The Palms.
They're using the Palms for the wrong reason. Yeah,
right. The Palms is like the ghetto MGM because these Negroes can't get up in MGM. So you see like the rappers, not like Jay-Z.
No,
you see like Fabulous. No knock on Fabulous because Fabulous is popping off right now. Fabulous got the hottest shit right now on the street with the Freestyle Friday.
Oh, really?
We'll touch on that briefly.
Yeah, please.
Fabulous and Meek Mills and people like that.
Okay,
you know they go to the Palms.
Mm-hmm.
People like Floyd Mayweather, they're at the MGM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right.
True.
So. These are the Negroes that can't get into the MGM, so they just chill the Palms.
Mm-hmm.
Go about, 20 to a freaking room so they can pay for that $900 that they were getting charged. But you're sitting here at this fight with the whole world watching. The whole world watching.
Yeah, basically the whole world. It is the whole world watching.
Right. And this is what you, and you're putting this on Instagram? You're putting this on Instagram. So you're proud of
so
what,
you're promoting it. Yeah, you're basically
pretty much promoting
it. Glorifying it.
Instead of calling the police, like you want everyone else to do when we get gunned down by cops, instead of calling them, you're going to put it on Instagram and scream world star. Like that's going to do something.
Yeah, they want to be. That's the problem with social media. Everybody thinks they can be a star overnight, and then they use that as the content to say, "Well, I saw it first. Look what I got.
Right.
I saw this ignorance in front of me, and I'm gonna put it on my. I'm gonna post it on Facebook, my Instagram, and my Twitter.
Right.
This is stupid. It's not really. It's not really used. Not to be used for that. It's supposed to be like people like us, business wise.
Exactly.
Oh, you know. Not, and this is another thing. I don't want to see these other type of posts that I hate. Well, I had lunch today. Who gives a fuck? I don't care. I had no lettuce today on my hamburger. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
You big dummy.
That's what I say. These people don't. There should be a rule. Okay, you're gonna sign up account on Twitter or Facebook, or Instagram. Okay, you're gonna fill out this form. We're gonna have a psychological background on you, and then we want these are the things you post. You do not post, you know, my hamster died today.
Right. If you post something, you know, you save that for Facebook. Don't put that on Twitter.
Yeah. There's certain things you put on Twitter. Right. See, I know this without even knowing. It's etiquette.
Certain
rules
things
of etiquette
you put on Twitter.
In my,
like,
in my head, I know.
Now, granted,
exactly.
Twitter did start like that. Twitter did start with
true.
Going to the bathroom. So,
oh yes,
so
yeah. Oh yeah.
Facebook woke was not like that at first.
No. No.
Facebook is really taken over. It's cramped on the Twitter. So I might think it's fair to say that Twitter was like that at first because you were following celebrities.
Yeah. Oh, well, look what I did. I went to the beauty salon.
Right. And you can say, oh, I'm following Diddy. Diddy went to the such and such at 8 o'clock. He went to such and such at 9 o'clock.
He retweeted me.
Right. So I just don't want the stuff that we're seeing here. If you see all the racial tension that's going on, black people, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not supposed to look in the camera, but I'm going to do it for this. You complain and complain and complain about respect, mm-hmm. about being treated like animals, about being called animals. But yet and still, you're acting like monkeys out of a cage. There's a black man saying this. You're acting like wild monkeys that just got released from a cage. Mm-hmm. You ever see a monkey when he went from the zoo or from that gets out and he gets a little bit of freedom?
Yeah.
And he doesn't know what to do with himself.
Yeah, he's like,
running
oh my God.
Around crazy.
Oh my God, these bars are not in front of me. Let me throw my shit on you.
Right. I mean, they're going around crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Jumping everywhere, beating people up for nothing. That's what these people look like.
Oh my God. This is
wild animals. Learn how to conduct yourself.
I mean, you're adults. Well, supposedly you're adults.
You're adults. God. People are still fighting. You're fighting. It is not even a club. This is
it's
the outside.
That room. They'll pull the sides of a bigger than Olympic pool. You can fit cars in these pools. You can park cars in these fucking pools.
Just don't get it. And like I said, it's too much access. I'm seeing people. Oh, out in Vegas. Wait a minute. Vegas, you got to be back to work Monday. Here it is Saturday. You went to Vegas?
That's another
And you're
thing.
Working a regular 9-to-5
unless,
job?
Unless you were smart enough to use your vacation time.
Right.
For that. Okay, you know what? But still, you don't act like an idiot.
Right. You're working a 9-to-5 job. Or, you know, like I said, these Hollywood.
Yeah, that was perfect. What you said, Hollywood.
Hollywood. Those are the drug dealers and the, you know, the.
You got the pimps.
Right, the drug dealers, the pimps, the indie rappers that make a little bit for their show and stuff like that. And, of course, the thots. Mm-hmm. Who these guys are paying to come down there.
Mm-hmm.
And also the girls who go and pile up 30 in a room to pay for the hotel room.
By the way, you should say real quickly that you're taking calls. You know,
I am taking
case,
calls.
I mean, I've been tweeting it, but in case you know, you haven't seen it.
I'm taking calls here.
Yep.
The number is 631-796-0915. And I know people were calling before, but I wasn't on.
Watch now, we don't get no calls.
Right. And we are talking about, if you want to, if you saw any of this on Instagram and you want to talk about it, 631-796-0915. People are saying to me, oh, why are you only posting? Why are you only covering black people? There's plenty of white people out there acting a fool too. Show it to me. You know what? This is the difference.
Yeah.
Black people are posting it on social media. White people aren't doing that. So if they're having a fight, it's staying private. It's staying in-house.
Oh, my God.
And they're not out there brawling, because if it is, show me some footage. If you show me some footage, I don't give it. Like you said, I'm an equal opportunity offender.
We'll talk about it in 2 seconds. We talked about, didn't we talk about that time with, what was it, when Kentucky lost? They had that riot.
Right.
Yeah.
Rioting.
And no, of course, no one else talked about it. Of course not. Wonder why.
So my thing is, because it's black people and urban people that are putting it on, screaming, world star, world star.
But like I said, try to, that was me. They picked my video.
Now
we'll get followers. And,
right. Now people will follow us. And
bottom
and,
line, are you making money? No.
Right.
All right, and, so then you're stupid.
Right, and views off it. This, that, and the other. We'll be overnight sensations.
Oh.
People are now going to hire us to go get footage.
Oh, you're wrong. Come on. Like, really? Really? Really,
so,
dummies?
You big dummy.
So the reason why they were out in Vegas was for the, we end up this that beautiful sports Saturday with the fight of the century, as they called it, or
well,
the fight of the decade,
whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All that mumbo jumbo.
Floyd
hype.
Money Mayweather and Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao took the stage, took the ring.
Well, you can say it's stage.
About 11:45.
By the way, I want you to give us a picture, because you went to somebody you know or something.
Absolutely.
I saw your videos.
TV, yes.
I saw your videos. Very good. I love the after fight video, which I saw.
Right.
Which, where can people see that? That was great.
YouTube.
That was great.
I'm going to put that up on YouTube today.
Yeah, that was great.
And that is the after fight video pretty much up. Yeah.
You sound like Ralph Kramer.
Pretty much, you know, mocking the people who were saying to me, that was the worst, most terrible fight. And we're going to get into that.
Yes,
we're going to get into everything about
this
fight.
Absolutely.
First thing first.
Okay, the beginning.
They hit the ring about 11:40.
By the way,
what was different?
What was the mid card like? Was it boring? Like, was there any?
Well, I was too busy getting heartbroken watching the Spurs get eliminated.
I couldn't believe that. Great game. But
and this all goes back to, if the Spurs had never lost that stupid last game to the Pelicans, a team who's not even in there anymore,
they would have
won a game. They would have in the second seed, and they'd still be around.
But anyway, that's for the Benchwarmers show.
For the Benchwarmers show. this is the thing. So they come out, and at first, of course, it's a little controversy beforehand.
Oh, right away.
So yeah. Floyd Mayweather, of course, his camp.
Okay.
Decides to play a little gamesmanship.
All right.
That's all it was. People, there he is cheating again. It's gamesmanship. And says, hey, we decided we don't want you to use those gloves that you've been planning now for 2.5 months. We're protesting those gloves that you're using.
Mm-hmm.
They're I forgot the name. I don't want to pronounce the name.
So the Mayweather camp did this to Pacquiao
camp. Right, to the Pacquiao. They go to the Pacquiao camp.
Okay.
Now, anything, I call it gamesmanship, because gamesmanship is anything to get you to take your mind.
Exactly.
Even if it's for 5 minutes, to take your mind and put it somewhere else.
It's like in baseball when a manager says, I want to check the pitcher's glove.
Right.
You just mess with their head.
Just to mess with their head.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. Psychological warfare.
Or check the bat.
Psychological warfare. Right.
So then they get into it and they're like, no, you know, these are the gloves that we decided on, the collectors or whatever the heck they're called. And now people were saying, even before the fight, they were surprised that Mayweather even agreed to that, because those gloves are like called puncher's gloves.
Okay.
And they said it's very hard. And then the ones Mayweather's using, they said when you test them, that feels like you're just getting hit with a hard pillow. But the gloves that Pacquiao had feel like getting hit with like a rock.
Okay. And how many ounces were these gloves? Do we know?
I have no idea.
Because they're different ounce type of, you know what I'm saying?
No, they're the same ounces. They had to be the same size.
But I want to know how much. Because different ounces.
Yeah, I'll look up the size, because they definitely had to have the same ounces.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they got a chance to pick the kind. And I feel stupid not knowing that. I shouldn't have that.
It's all right.
But, so Mayweather says, so Pacquiao's like, no, you can't come here in the ninth, in the 12th hour, saying, we're going to change gloves. We've pretty much given you everything you wanted. You've called all the shots. And so they said, well, we're going to leave it into the hands of the president of Showtime or what have you.
Who is that, by the way? I don't even know.
No, not the president of Showtime.
Of the boxing?
Ellaby. It is Harold Ellaby, whatever guy's name is. Wayne Ellaby, who's Mayweather's boss. Like the boss of Mayweather's camp.
Okay.
And then somehow or another they decided that it was okay. Forget it. We're not, you know, Pacquiao's camp pretty much said, we'll call the damn fight off. We're not changing the gloves. Okay. So Mayweather's camp, you know, they never really wanted him to change the gloves anyway.
Yeah, that was just, like I said, that was all gamesmanship.
Right. So that's the first thing. So then they did a little different. Usually the guys come out, and then while they're in the ring, they do the national anthem and then the announcements. So they come out, they do the national anthem, and they start off with the Mexican national anthem. There's not a Mexican in the ring.
What did you say?
A Mexican national anthem?
And I'm thinking it's the Philippine national anthem, but they start off with a Mexican, and I'm thinking, the referee? No, the referee's a Negro.
Yes.
The referee was Kenny Bayless.
The judges were mostly, what, white people?
Well, white. Okay. So I'm not understanding. Maybe because Las Vegas has a high rank of Mexicans.
Okay, now we know a long time ago, Mexico used to be part of the United States with Las Vegas, California.
Right.
You know, yeah.
So maybe because it's such a high volume of them, that's the reason why he did it.
I guess. Okay.
So they do the Mexican national anthem.
No Filipino national anthem?
Then they do the Filipino national anthem.
Okay, but I'm still. Okay. Well, Fernando Valenzuela was in the audience. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to know why would they, you know.
So they do the Filipino. Now, at this point in time, it's different because the fighters are still not in the ring. Okay? So now
I heard Jamie Foxx was horrible.
They do Jamie Foxx. Here comes Jamie Foxx.
I heard it was horrible. That's what I heard.
And Jamie Foxx comes right out the gate. Now, granted, he has waited. Floyd Mayweather has asked him for years to do the national anthem.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx told him a long time ago, I'll do it, but I'll only do it when you fight Manny Pacquiao.
Okay. All
right. So now here it is 5 years later, the Pacquiao fight. Mayweather keeps saying, hey, remember you said that you do it for the Pacquiao fight?
Absolutely.
So Jamie Foxx keeps his promise. He does the national anthem.
Okay.
He comes right out the gate off key. He misses like one of the first three notes. So you're already behind the eight ball.
He knew the words at least?
He knew the words.
Okay.
But he's like an organ in the back.
Ooh.
You know, he's doing all this stuff.
Do we have sound of that? By the way, I'd love to know.
I'm going to look it up.
Oh, I got to hear it.
He's doing all this extra stuff. Now, one thing. It's already 11:45, brother.
I know it's Saturday
We've
night.
We've already waited for this fight for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get going. At this point, people only want... When you do the national anthem, people only want two things. One, that you know the words.
Absolutely.
And two,
that make it quick.
You make it fast.
Exactly.
Make it quick and efficient.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, he's doing all this woo.
I knew it.
And then, I have to go back and check. I think at the end, he says hallelujah. He throws hallelujah in it.
You big dummy.
No, I'm not sure. But if anyone out there has heard this.
Oh, my God.
I think Jamie Foxx said hallelujah.
Oh, you realize he wasn't in church, right? Hallelujah.
Screwing up the national anthem.
You're despicable.
Now, Manny is to come out.
Oh, finally. Ooh.
So now
what music he used,
they announce Manny.
Oh, Manny.
I'm going to be honest with you. I had so many ignorant Negroes where I were. Was. And those white people.
Oh, in public? You mean media?
No. I was in a big,
mansion.
Like to call it a mini mansion.
Gotcha. That's cool.
Black and white people there.
Did you have to pay?
Making so much noise. No, that's my boy.
Okay, he hooked you up.
I didn't pay.
Okay, cool, cool.
You know, it's some rapper dude, one of my friends.
Oh, cool, okay.
So, everyone's in loud. I can't really hear what's going on. So, I'm thinking... That Floyd, I had tweeted Floyd earlier. I wanted to see whether he listened to me. And I said, you should come out to Drake's enemies. It'd be the perfect song for the night. And if people don't know that song, it says, I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. It'd have been perfect for Floyd Mayweather.
Sounds good.
But and then it's like, because he got into the fight with T.I., there's a line that says, I got rapper in words trying to run up on me. You know, but run up when you see me, nigga. We gonna see.
I wonder if T.I. was there, by the way.
we'll get to him. So I don't know what song Pacquiao came out to. Maybe it was a church song, what have you.
Mexican national anthem.
But but he's running into the ring.
But before
that, he does.
Go
ahead. He takes a selfie.
I saw the highlight
with his trainer.
I lost respect when he did that.
And he's still smiling. The smile has not left his face.
Because he's getting paid.
Right, he's getting paid. But he's not
serious about
it. Fights too, but he doesn't take it serious. But I always read this. My grandmother always told me this.
Right.
You smile when that's like another way for fear and nerves.
Uh-huh.
So when you're nervous
yep.
about something and you're smiling, you just keep smiling. I mean, he had the biggest grin on his face.
I've never seen that in my life. Not that.
Never.
I remember watching boxing.
I mean, Mayweather's getting paid more. Mayweather wasn't.
You can imagine Mike Tyson doing a selfie if they had that technology back then.
A selfie
he would bite your ear then.
Right, with Freddie with Freddie Roach, his trainer.
Oh God.
So
that's ridiculous.
They do the selfie thing. Then Mayweather, they announce him. They announce Pacquiao as he's coming down, and then Mayweather. It's time for him to come in.
Okay.
So I'm looking for. I heard the 50 Cent was going to walk out with him, which he did not.
No, he did not. I saw. Yeah,
I did see Justin Bieber with his little boy haircut.
Yeah, I know.
But in the
how's all these
walking down in the entourage, it's like the Burger King. Mask, it's so freaky. He's the Burger King mascot.
I didn't even see that.
He's in his entourage walking with Floyd Mayweather. Now, Burger King has to be a sponsor. He has to be.
But then again, I didn't see no commercials from Burger King.
No, and remember, he doesn't do any endorsements. All that money he makes is strictly from boxing.
Maybe it's one of his boys. Did it say Burger King or just the Burger King face?
It's the Burger King face. Yeah. Like what's the guy? The Burger King guy?
It's a creepy looking mask.
Yeah,
that commercials they had before a couple years ago.
So he's walking out there with that on. This guy behind Floyd. I'm like, wait a minute. Is that a guy coming to kill Floyd? And Floyd doesn't know he's back there?
Hey, it could sound like a setup. Like,
right.
You're gonna get
I thought it was maybe a stalker or something.
Assassination.
But no, he's walking down with him, bobbing his head. I don't know. Maybe that was 50 Cent. Who knows?
Oh, that's a good point.
But
I don't see 50 Cent doing that.
But Justin Bieber is behind him. Now this time, he's not right behind him. He's like two or three people back. They go into the ring, of course. Then they announce him.
Yep.
And so Michael Buffer, right?
Yeah.
Coming in and announcing. So then I'm like, where's Michael Buffer? So then they ring the bell, and here he comes. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome from all around, welcome to this big blah, blah, blah. Introducing in the red corner, you're fighting out of the whatever he's from, the Philippines, the 9-time champion, different weight classes, the WBO welterweight champion of the world, Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao.
And fighting at it.
No, Showtime has their guy! Here comes, what's his name? Jimmy Buffer, whatever the guy is.
The other guy that says Showtime, right?
Yeah, it's Showtime. Him. Jimmy Buffer, whatever the heck his name is. And fighting out of the blue corner, a man who needs no introduction. Fighting out of Las Vegas, Nevada, via ways of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, my God.
He is currently the WBA. So now he's trying to outdo Buffer. WBA, the WBC, and the WBO welterweight champion. This man. The last 18 years, he's undefeated in his professional career. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the one and the only Floyd Money Mayweather. Now, when he announces Floyd.
You were serious about that?
Now, we're in Las Vegas. This is Floyd's home.
Yes,
when
it
he
is.
Announces Floyd, I hear more boos than cheers.
I heard about that, yes.
And it's in his house.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm hearing Manny cheers. Now, remember, Manny Pacquiao has said for a month and a half, and so did Freddie Roach, they're going to knock Floyd Mayweather out. Mm. He's never faced a guy like Manny. Manny, he sits back there and dances and runs away. Manny's not going to allow him to do that. Mm. Manny is the fastest he's ever. Manny's got faster legs. Manny's more powerful. Manny's smarter. Manny's this. Manny's that. Manny's been wanting this for 5 years. Manny dislikes this man. So he's going to knock him out for all humanity. He doesn't like woman beaters.
Shut up!
So as they drag, they build that up into good versus evil. We'll get into the domestic violence.
Which we talked about, you know.
And we'll talk about that. I don't mean to offend anybody, but it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So at this point, all my Floyd fans are nervous. They're like, I don't know.
Well, I told you. If it was going to be close.
Right.
I told you.
And my prediction
split
was.
Split decision.
Prediction was Floyd would dominate this fight.
I said TKO Floyd, eighth round. You know what I said?
Right, as you said. My prediction was he's going to dominate the whole fight. It's going to go to the scorecard and they're going to rob him.
That's why. But I said that was what I thought would happen if it was close.
So.
And if he was not. Well, not close. You know what I'm saying? If he was dominating or somewhat winning, they were going to give it to Pacquiao and screw him over.
So Floyd is still. Serious face. Manny's still smiling.
Well, should be a serious face.
Right. And they come to the center, they shake the hands, blah, blah, blah.
Good clean fight. You know, the referee. Right. Let's have a good clean fight.
Kenny Bayless with his whack self. Yeah. A good clean fight. Blah, 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 right. They come out, and Manny, now this is what I'm thinking.
Go ahead.
Manny is going to come out running towards Mayweather and then just start firing. Kind of like what Marcos Medina did.
Okay.
Here he comes. Manny comes out there.
All right, let's go. Round one.
Right, and he's feeling Floyd out. Now, this is usually what Floyd does.
Mm-hmm.
He's feeling him out.
Okay.
And Floyd is waiting for this barrage. Punches and bunches and crunches.
Yeah, what was that?
Punches and bunches.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Everything that Manny has told the world now that he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it never came. It's the first round. So Floyd says, all right, let me throw a couple of jabs, throw a couple of straight rights. Since he's not doing anything, he has a perfect chance. I was just going to sit back and see what he has, see the power he's throwing behind his punches, the speed behind his punches, his footwork. But hey, it's halfway through the round. He's not throwing anything. So let me pop a jab.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do a straight right hand. When he gets close, I'll tie his gloves up and steal me around.
Yeah.
So that's what he did. The second round was pretty much more of the same. Pacquiao pretty much feeling Floyd out still. So Floyd says, hey, I'll throw a couple more punches. When he gets close, I'll tie him up. Now, at this point, Floyd has still not been the ropes. He has fought this entire round and a half in the center of the ring.
Okay.
So and then people are saying, Pacquiao's got to get him into the corner. Da, 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 da. So Floyd finally retreats to the corner. Pacquiao gets a couple of punches in. Floyd ties him up. You can see when they grab, Floyd is a bigger guy than Pacquiao, who has just did a totally shrink of his size and stature. We'll let you decide why. But you could clearly see that Floyd's bigger.
Yeah.
Looks stronger as well because he's able to just fling Manny wherever. Get off me. Once Manny starts doing punches, Floyd just like puts him out. Okay.
Mm.
Floyd, in my opinion, wins round two.
Okay.
Round three, Manny, Floyd retreats to the ropes. Manny gets a couple of shots in, but every time he does that.
Is that the one he was like?
No, that was the next round.
Okay.
So round three, I'm going to say because Manny was busier than Floyd, I kind of gave Manny the third round.
Okay.
Slightly. The fourth round, Pacquiao's first real good shot. He hit Floyd with a straight left, a left cross. Floyd kind of stumbles back to the ropes.
Okay.
And then Manny Pacquiao comes in. So now everyone's going crazy.
That was his chance.
This is the question. And remember, I always said, if you don't get Floyd before round six, you don't get him.
That's exactly. Everyone right? said that. And yeah. Even I said that. I don't even know it like that. Right. I said it because I know he's an endurance machine.
You got to get him before round six.
There's a man who just part of his training, 7 miles a day.
Right.
Alone, let alone the other things he does.
He trained for a 20-round fight, and the fight's are 12 rounds.
That goes to show you. I'm just saying.
So Manny gets him into the corner, and he starts wailing. He wails off about a six or seven. Now, granted, he hits him into the face. He hits him with left to the face. Mayweather retreats to the corner and does
that's
a rope-a-dope.
That's what I saw, yeah.
Manny, instead of hitting to the body, is trying to break through the gloves.
Yeah, dumb.
And hit him in the face.
Dumb.
He ain't getting points on that. On one shot.
You ain't getting points on that.
But then he hit him a couple of times in the body, but Mayweather never flinched. Okay, I'll give you those shots, what have you.
Yeah, go ahead. Wait your energy.
Right. So, but then Manny stops and then lets Floyd gather. Floyd comes back to the middle of the ring. But blah, 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 finishes off the round, but Manny wins that round. So, after four rounds, I had it 2-2.
Okay. Round five.
I had 2-2. Harold Lederman had it 2-2, but he gave round two to Pacquiao and four and three to Mayweather. I had the first two for Mayweather, the next two for Pacquiao. Mm-hmm. With round five, Mayweather pretty much starts, okay, I got to pretty much get some way he's going to move on his angle, on this, on that. So then he pretty much starts throwing his couple of power shots. You know, he threw a hook, hit him with a hook. Straight right, which is his money shot, no pun intended. Hit Pacquiao a few times. Round six, I think it went back to Pacquiao. Pacquiao won round six because he's throwing his combinations. He's always trying to get off. And I forgot what round it was where Floyd was up against the ropes. And now by now, his confidence is growing. Mm-hmm. Now you can see his confidence is growing as of, this guy can't hurt me.
He had his chance.
Right.
Round four.
But he's not. We're in round six, and he's really still not showing any sense of urgency. So I don't believe this guy can hurt me. Ironically, in the corner, Floyd Mayweather's father is telling him, take this guy out. You can knock this guy out. Mm-hmm. I'm watching what you're doing. You can knock this guy out. This guy don't want to fight.
I love when they mic the corners. I always love that part. I love
this
that.
Guy doesn't want to fight.
That's right? Obvious. Yeah. Right?
And now, remember, now where they're doing it, it's kind of like at a distance because they used to get so much cursing on the mic.
Love that.
So now I know. So now you can't really hear it. You can hear it. You can faintly hear it. Faintly hear it. So, the case
so they do what they bleeped it out? You mean? Or they
No, not bleeping, but.
They pause the,
their
air?
No, you can hear the cursing, but it's kind of like me talking like this into the mic.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Instead of it being.
Right like that, you know.
Knock that motherfucker out.
Right. So. But Floyd is just being Floyd.
Well, that's Floyd exactly true.
Is a guy who in the ring is nothing like he is outside the ring. Outside the ring, he's aggressive. He's loud. He, I don't want to have to say it. He beats women.
He punches
women or what have you. Yeah. But in the ring, having a being a master of psychology, it's kind of like, I don't know if this makes sense.
Right.
It's kind of like, I'm not going to screw up anything in the ring because I've screwed up so much outside of the ring. Does it make sense? It's like, I'm not going to take any risk. I'm not going to take any chances. I've done this 47 times, and it's worked 47 times. So I'm not going to take any risk to screw this up because I've already screwed up outside of the ring. I'm not going to screw this up. There's the one thing he has going for him that he doesn't want to screw up. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's the reason he does or not. But I
just see it as a guy, when I really think about it, not that I'm a big fan of his, but he's a smart guy. You are going to play into his hands. He's not going to play into your hands.
Right.
So he's thinking of the bottom line. What's the bottom line? How much he made? $180 million, whatever it was?
$180 million.
So he's going to be smart.
Walked out of there with a $100 million check in his pocket.
Okay, don't get me wrong. Do I want to see a real fight? Yeah. But like you said in the video, it's called, what is it called again?
It's called boxing.
Yeah. It's not called brawling.
Right.
It's not street fight. It's
not called toe-to-toe.
It's not even wrestling.
Right. It's not called slugfest.
It's called boxing.
It's
a mental game in a sense, too. Right. Why would I go out of my environment?
That's right.
And play into your hands? He made Pacquiao play into his hands. Which is a smart thing to do.
And that's how he won. And Floyd Mayweather made a very good point. So, like I said, the fight pretty much went on. Pacquiao had his moments. At the end of the day, I had it 8 rounds to 4, Floyd Mayweather. And I also had Floyd.
A lot of people had that.
I also had Floyd winning rounds 7 through 12.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, all on, right. Straight through. Yeah.
7 to 12. I had him winning. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. And then I gave him also rounds 1 and 2. So I gave him 1, 2, and then 7 through 12.
I have to give credit where credit is due. And trust me, I'm not a big ESPN guy, but I actually went to ESPN and they did it blow by blow as far as like whatever they were talking about. They were a thing that would pop up at the end of one round. They had their expert there and they would show on the screen, okay, his opinion, round 1 went to who. It was done very well. It was almost like, okay.
Right.
You know, it was kind of cool. I give shout out to ESPN for that. It was very good the way they had their expert guy there, but they would talk about, okay, and then they would watch, oh, well, that round, okay, well, da-da-da. I kind of like the analogy they were doing on it, so I give them credit with credit.
As we all know, we do a sports show. I follow sports. I'm not the biggest boxing fan. I used to be.
I agree.
So
same way.
I follow it enough to know what the hell I'm talking about. And the most important part of analyzing boxing are your eyes. Because at the end of the day, your eyes don't lie.
I was going to say, what did Scarface say?
Those comp your box numbers, I don't give a damn.
The eyes, Chico, they never lie.
They never lie. They're like numbers. Numbers in boxing lie, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Because
what one judge calls a punch, the other judge may not call a point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one judge called a point, the other judge might. So numbers do lie in boxing,
mm-hmm.
but your eyes don't lie in boxing. And what I saw was Floyd Money Mayweather doing exactly what he said he was going to do. So when people started saying, this was a terrible fight, this was all the. Well. What did you expect?
You know what that comes from? Because they paid $100.
They paid $100. And let me explain to you exactly the whole scenario. $100 was a part of it.
And that's in one. Okay. True. There's more than that.
This is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
People wanted to come out of it with a reason to either hate Floyd Mayweather more or to blame Floyd Mayweather for this.
Mm-hmm.
When there's only two people you can blame for you wasting your money. The first person is you.
That's right.
Because if you knew anything about boxing.
And you follow Mayweather.
And you follow Floyd Mayweather.
Which you could have looked up anytime.
Go to YouTube.
You had 2 months.
Every single fight looks just like the fight Saturday night.
He doesn't fight any different.
And if you didn't see him. Ask your buddy. Ask the person who.
Ask someone who knows.
Right. Or before you hit the fight, hey, what is this Floyd Mayweather about? Mm-hmm. No. You got sucked in by Floyd's ability to promote fights.
Which he did.
And the media's backlash, stirring the pot, the domestic violence. This is good versus evil. This is God versus the devil. Yeah. So you know what? You got women who won't know boxing from shuffleboard. Coming on saying, yeah, I want this guy to lose. I want the woman beater to lose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm going to order the fight, which is what Floyd wanted him to do.
That's fine.
So you have you and yourself to blame. And the other person you can blame is Manny Pacquiao.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Floyd Mayweather, because Floyd Mayweather never opened his mouth and said he was going to knock Manny Pacquiao out.
No.
He never once said that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They asked Floyd Mayweather, give me a prediction for Saturday night. How are you going to, you know what Manny Pacquiao's about? How are you going to control this beast, Manny Pacquiao? And he said, well, you know, he's known to be a little reckless. And, you know, I'm just going to be smart. I'm going to do calculated moves. You know, I'm going to follow my game. I have a game plan. My father does a great job of putting together a game plan. I'm just going to be smart, patient, make calculated moves. What did Floyd do?
Exactly what he said.
he was smart.
Exactly what he said he was going to do.
He made calculated moves. He followed his game plan. And he was patient.
He was patient.
So why are you mad at him? He did exactly what he told you he was going to do. Mm-hmm. People, I understand you want to see excitement. This is not Rocky.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not Rocky. We would love to. Trust me, I would have loved to have seen a brawl.
I'm seeing tweets. Oh, man, I want to see bloodshed. Bloodshed?
Not UFC.
Wrong sport, buddy. Go watch the UFC.
Yeah.
If you, this is what I paid $100 for. We waited 5 years. Listen.
Those are the ones that are not experts of knowing right. Floyd Mayweather. That's what that was. That was people that wanted to see him lose. Now, don't get me wrong. No. I would have not had mine.
Right.
But that is, what did I say all along, Heaven? I said I wanted a clean fight.
Right.
If he deserved to win, I give the devil his due. And he right. deserved to win. He did.
Right. We all know Floyd Mayweather is, and even though only God can judge him, We all got our own issues. Nobody's perfect.
Somebody actually asked him after the fight.
I'm not a psychic, but I would be willing to bet something. And I'm not a betting man. I'm willing to bet something that at least half of the people who are criticizing Floyd Mayweather has either slapped the woman before, yoked up the woman that we're right now.
Mm-hmm.
Dressed them up, or did something else just as bad. Maybe you didn't slap a woman. But you did something else.
This sounds so familiar from, we were talking about Ray Rice months ago.
Right. You drove drunk. You did something.
Something, yeah, yeah.
You did something just as bad.
Yeah, yeah.
If you didn't do that. Because
mm-hmm.
it's hard to find, and I'm not saying they do it now, what have you, and I'm not calling anybody out. It's hard to find a man who's never laid a hand on a woman. Never. I'm talking about, I don't care if it's 13, 14, 15, 16, doesn't matter. That still counts. It's hard to find a guy who has never either grabbed their woman up, shoved them, slapped them. I'm sorry.
I've done where a woman, I was pissed, get your hands on me. I've done that. Right. But I've never like hit, you
right.
know.
But like I said, There's some.
Even though some with content is domestic right. violence.
There's some.
Which is bullshit.
But they'll never admit it. And we'll never find out. You know why? Because you don't matter. The people out there that are criticizing him, no one cares if you hit your wife or hit your girlfriend or hit a woman before. No one gives a damn because no one knows who you are.
Yeah.
So, of course, you're not going to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go on Twitter and on social media and say, oh, it's a shame. This guy beats women. Oh, he should lose. All right. So Manny Pacquiao was that guy. Manny Pacquiao was the guy that everyone said Floyd Mayweather was afraid of. Manny Pacquiao was the guy that they said is going to make Floyd Mayweather change his spots. He's going to make Floyd fight. He's going to take the fight to Floyd. Floyd won't be able to dance because Manny throws punches and bunches and bunches and bunches and crunches and dunches and all these different angles, and he's going crazy in the ring. Floyd Mayweather's not going to have nowhere to run. He's going to have nowhere to hide. He's not going to be able to do what he did. And Floyd Mayweather treated Manny Pacquiao the exact way he treated 47 other people.
Yep.
And he made him look ordinary,
yep.
like he said he would do.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hate Floyd Mayweather. You cannot like him outside. He's tough to root for.
Yeah, I understand that. I totally understand that.
He's tough to root for.
I told you, I don't like him.
The whole money thing, the whole taking Stephen A. around the house, and all we see is his cards. And
I saw
his
some
money,
of that, yeah.
And this, that, and the other, and changing the name of money, and going, oh, I drive different cars for different times of the day in different cities and different states. And he's walking out onto the ESPN interviewing, and he's got the $100 million in his pocket. And he's showing everybody the 9 digits on the check that you paid, helped pay him.
Yeah, which, by the way, you put, I don't know, one of this confusion in their head. You who hate him put money in
right.
his pocket.
He's like the Kardashians.
But you hate him so
he's
much.
He's like the Kardashians.
So this makes no sense. You hate him so much
that you wouldn't pay him because they wanted him. And for everyone saying, it's a waste, oh, the boxing's dead, it's
yeah,
a waste of time.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was a terrible fight. No, this is why, other than the $100,
mm-hmm.
this is the main thing. They paid the money to see him lose.
Which,
and he didn't.
Yeah.
And then you throw in the fact of the way he fought. If this was Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, the other way around.
He did that to Floyd.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was great.
What a genius. Genius. Yo. What a boxing lesson.
Yeah.
He took his own style. And he took him to school. Ooh, wow. And then if that same fight was like that, and Manny got the decision, no one would be complaining about the $100.
Nope.
Because they paid the $100 to see Mayweather lose.
Yeah.
But because he did not lose, now it's the $100. It's the terrible fight. He did nothing to put on a show. This isn't boxing.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I knew that he was going to fight how he usually fights. That's why one of the reasons I didn't spend money on it. Because I knew what was going to happen. I had a feeling.
I didn't spend money on it because I know Floyd Mayweather. Yeah. And I know Floyd Mayweather fight. And for people to say, to try to take the way he wins and say, oh, that's not boxing. Hey, look at Hagler and Hearns. I would have paid $100 to see Hagler and Hearns. Look at Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, Frazier and Ali. They left it all out there on the court. Just that and the other, on the ring.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the perfect analogy for Floyd Mayweather.
Go ahead.
The perfect analogy,
mm-hmm.
and equates to basketball. The perfect analogy.
All right.
Who's the team that all they do is win? They've been to the playoffs 20 straight years, and all people complain about it. I can't stand them. They're boring.
Spurs.
He's the San Antonio Spurs mm-hmm. of boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone said, we're used to seeing punching and nose broke and knockouts and bloody noses.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Spurs play, they go, I don't know, you know, I like, there's no dunks, there's no alley-oops.
The personalities are boring.
Right, there's no dribble, no crazy dribbling, behind the back passes. That's what we want to see.
No trash talking.
Right, that's what we want to see.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
But it's effective.
It's like that song, all I do is win, win.
Right. They've been to the playoffs 20 consecutive years.
Yeah, and the thing is, like I said earlier, why would he go out of his element?
Right.
What made him got there in the first place? What would you do? And don't tell me you would change that.
No.
I don't care.
You wouldn't.
It's not a
change
street fight.
For what? For a couple of people to say, that's all he does?
It's like in wrestling when the bad guy always goes to the baby face. You care about what they think? It's like that. You care. I care about what I think. What I do. They're here because of me. They want to see me lose. That's a perfect analogy, wrestling psychologically.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
they always quick to bring up Leonard Duran one, right?
Well, the No Mas one?
No, the first fight. Oh. Leonard Duran, the one that Duran won.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did Duran win that fight? Because Sugar Ray Leonard tried to step out of his element because he's got tired of people talking.
Yeah.
Said, all he does is dance and run.
So he tried to go
toe-to-toe with Roberto Duran, and
stupid,
he lost.
Which is stupid. Power-wise, you will lose.
And Sugar Ray Leonard wanted to quit. He quit boxing. But then he sat down and said, wait a minute.
What am I doing?
First of all, what the hell was I doing trying to fight this guy toe-to-toe?
To please these people?
Right. And then he came back the second fight, and what happened?
No,
he did the same thing. He never hurt Roberto Duran.
No.
He never had put him in jeopardy. He danced. He did the peekaboo.
Yeah.
He did the fake bolo shot. He hit him with the left. he danced around.
He made fun of him.
He frustrated him
uh-huh.
the same way Manny Pacquiao. But instead of saying no mas, Manny Pacquiao just gave up the last six rounds and said, I cannot hit this man.
How about that's worse in a way than what Duran did.
In my opinion, you sat there, you collected your paycheck.
Yes, especially when the last round, when you know you need a knockout to
right.
have any chance to win. And you just...
That's a football team down by 21 with 2 minutes left and they're running.
You take your time and the clock is...
They're running the football.
All right, blue, 37, right.
And they run the ball.
Should be no huddle, throw the freaking ball, hell, you know. You just take it, let me run the ball.
And really? Then... So Mayweather gets a decision, unanimous decision.
Which he deserved.
Which he deserved.
To be fair.
And at the end of the fight, this is when it gets worse. Manny Pacquiao says he thought he won that fight.
Shut up! But yet he was smiling in the ring.
Right. He thought he won the fight.
And they're hugging.
And then he says he had an injured shoulder.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yes, now you kidding me? Now here comes the injured shoulder.
Oh my God,
that he suffered. He injured his shoulder in training, and then he re-injured it in the second round. He then says he went to the boxing commission before the fight and asked for an anti-inflammatory shot, and he got turned down because it's illegal.
Get out of here!
You can't take a shot before the fight.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
And then they said, wait a minute. You had an injured shoulder. We brought around the medical checklist, and it said, are there any known injuries? And you checked no. And then he says, we checked the wrong box by mistake.
What did you say, nigga?
We checked the wrong box by mistake. No, Manny, if you had an injured shoulder, you didn't want to postpone that fight because you wanted to get your money.
That means bye-bye money.
Right.
And who knows if they would have rescheduled.
Money. Exactly. You wanted to get your money.
Which, that's fine, but be honest.
Don't sit here, you and Freddie Roach, for months telling us how you're going to knock Floyd Mayweather out. And Freddie Roach, if you knew you had an injured fighter, why are you making those sorts of promises?
That's stupid.
Well, if you knew
your
fight is injured, why are you making those sort of promises to people that you're going to knock Floyd Mayweather out?
Yeah, that you're putting your fight
to me. That's an excuse.
Yep.
That's sour grapes.
That's not
that cool. Are people who went into there thinking that it's so easy to hit Floyd Mayweather, and they found out
Exhibit
like
A.
The other 47
and Exhibit B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L.
It just ain't that easy.
Yep.
And I'm going to bring into play the old saying that I always love from Mike Tyson.
Okay.
Everybody's got a plan till you get punched in the fucking face. and that is everyone's plan with Tyson, with Mayweather, and like Floyd said, everybody's plan
is
to bum rush me.
Did you see, you were at a house. Did you see they went, it was on ESPN. Did you see they went to Holyfield? And
he said he thought Manny won the fight.
See, that's him being mad.
That's him being mad.
Come on.
And him being the
credibility.
Right.
Come on.
You lose your credibility. Every single person. When Manny Pacquiao said that to Max Kellerman, right? And I love Max Kellerman. He gets the reward of the night. When he said, I thought I won the fight, Max said, really? And he said, Manny, you landed 19% your punches.
Yeah.
He landed under 90 punches
meanwhile,
for the fight.
Meanwhile, Floyd.
Right.
What, 38%?
Once again, accurate. Threw more, landed more.
Case closed.
Manny, case closed. Manny, 19%, the lowest he's ever. He threw over 400 punches. He landed 88 punches.
Yeah.
So Max said, you got to hit him.
Yeah, it's not about throwing punches, it's about landing them.
I was the more aggressive. He said, but you have to hit him.
It has to connect. not hitting the glove, not, you know.
He wouldn't stand. I would have hit him if he would have stood still.
Yeah,
what's he supposed to do? Stick his chin out?
You stand still and take a punch in the face.
Shut up!
Get the hell out of here. I love this.
Unbelievable.
I love this.
So now, I'm seeing all over the internet now.
Oh.
And Skip Bayless lives all credit. If he didn't lose before, he lose all credibility.
I heard about that from your brother.
Manny Pacquiao won the fight.
Come on.
I gave Manny seven rounds to five. Because you wanted Pacquiao to win. Manny Pacquiao did not win that fight. And it's hard pressed. I gave him four rounds. But that last round that I gave him could have been even. I just felt bad about him giving him. Going 8-3-1.
Oh, yeah.
Eight rounds of three with one even. Mm. So I just gave Pacquiao one round.
Okay.
Another round. There is no way that he beat Floyd Mayweather. Mayweather dominated that fight. He turned Pacquiao turned into his fight. He made Pacquiao move when he wanted to move.
Mm.
He pot shot him to death. He counterpunched him. Yes. Did he grab? Yes. Did he dance? Yes. But it's hit. And get hit as less as possible. When people bring up Ali, when people bring up Tommy Hitman Hearns, when people bring up people like Terry Norris, look at them now, how they're walking around. Muhammad Ali don't even know where he's at. He can't even complete a sentence. Terry Norris, I saw Terry Norris do an interview, and he sounds like he's got a bowling ball in his mouth.
Oh, man.
And that comes from getting hit. And Floyd Mayweather said, I'm only 40 years old. I have plenty of money. I got children that I want to be able to go out and spend my money with. Mm-hmm. So I've mastered the sweet science of boxing. That's hit and take as less punishment as possible. I'm sorry if you don't understand that.
I understand. Right. Yeah, I totally understand it. Myself, I totally understand it, especially if you're looking from his point of view.
Right, but I love Floyd saying to himself, I mean, saying to all the people,
yeah,
I'm out there, when this is over, I got to deal with the pain. I got to deal with, you know, if my face is bruised. Mm. No one else is gonna help me with that. When boxing is over, if I got slurred speech, if I'm punch drunk, if I have to go to the therapist every other week, no one's going to pay for that.
Nope.
No one's going to care.
Yeah,
no one's going to come drive me there.
There's no 401k.
Right, so
I got medical plan.
So I'm thinking about Floyd Mayweather. I'm thinking about what these people say. And the bottom line is the best part of the interview was all of you wrote things about me, said I was scared of Manny Pacquiao, said I was running for Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao was the guy who was going to defeat Floyd Mayweather. Now, tomorrow, I'm getting up nice and early, and I'm going to all you guys' columns, and I want you all to retract what you said, and I want you all to say, all I want to hear is one thing. We were non-believers, and Floyd Mayweather made us believers. Mm. Now, write that. Oh, that was so beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow. And when did he say this
at? Beautiful. That was right at the post.
Oh, the post. Oh, when he was at the podium. Right. Oh, you know, he's at the. Yeah.
Now, write that.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
Wow.
And my thing is, he's now 48. No. The record of Marshall is 49. He's got one more fight left on Showtime. I would not give Manny Pacquiao a rematch. Don't give him a rematch. He don't deserve a rematch.
He took it like it was event. Right. You know, like right. Oh, I'm just here. I'm just happy to be here.
Go out there and fight for your 49th. I'll fight the same bums that Manny Pacquiao fought.
Yeah.
Give me Chris Algieri or Timothy Bradley for my 49th fight. And then if I'm Floyd, I let them know, because you know he says he's relinquishing his belts.
I about the belts. Yeah, yeah.
I would let them know how much I could care less about Marciano's record, and I would retire at 49-0.
Well, I heard it. That's probably, you have one more fight, and that's it.
I would honor the contract with Showtime.
Absolutely.
By fighting a stiff. I'm sorry. I fought your guy.
Yeah.
You know, no. I wonder what would happen if he fought Amir Khan. No. You said Manny Pacquiao was the guy.
He was the best.
He was the best.
He's your guy. Yeah.
Right. So after he beats Manny Pacquiao, now if I'm Floyd, I say, I'm picking.
My turn.
I fought who you wanted to fight.
My turn.
I made him look ordinary like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to fight Timothy Bradley or somebody I know I can beat for my 49th fight.
My turn.
And there's no reason to reset and fight Manny Pacquiao again. Why, so this time Manny Pacquiao can go and use PEDs and say, I don't care whether I get caught,
you know,
because, what I have to lose.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? The same people, I would never spend $100 on that. Those same people, if they said tonight, he said Super Bowl Sunday, if they announced November rematch, those same idiots that said, I would not spend $100, would save that same $100 or more to see the rematch.
I hope it,
and you
I
know
hope
that's
it don't
true.
Happen.
You know that.
I hope
true.
It don't happen.
No, but I'm saying. But you know what I'm saying. They'll say, right. "Oh, I'll never spend it again." But
Manny. Oh, no wonder Manny had a shoulder injury. So this time he's gonna be 100%.
I knew it. You know what?
He can beat Floyd. I'm gonna pay. Here.
Let's get a petition together.
I'll pay it one more time. I'll pay it one more time because I believe that Manny.
Even though I said, you know, it said boxing back 15 years, you know, and it's a disgrace to boxing, but I would never pay any money. But you know what? This is different because this is a rematch. There's a chance I could see Floyd Mayweather lose.
Shut up! He ain't losing.
Give a slap in the face. Dummies.
Congratulations to Floyd Money Mayweather.
Yeah, you got to give the devil his due.
I've
said it all along. If he deserved to win, no matter how he did it, he won. Bottom line is winning.
I was winning. So, and we won tonight. Great show.
Yes, it was
Dollhouse Radio. You can check it out. Check out this on Dollhouse Radio. YouTube / Dollhouse Radio. Mm-hmm. this podcast. I'm going to put this up tomorrow. Since
this is a format. You can't wait a week.
Yeah, can't
on
wait
this
on this. We're going to put it up tomorrow.
Yeah, mañana, 10 p.m. Yeah,
10 p.m. on Blog Talk Dollars Radio. Don't forget to check my show out, Hot Sugar, on Saturday night.
Hot Sugar,
11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Benchwarmers is my producer's show, a great show.
Thank you.
What time is Bench Warm? Friday, 2 to 4?
Yes, Fridays, 2 to 4. Me and Alana Evans
on Blog Talk Radio.
On Dollhouse Radio, yes. And we record our own podcast, me and Heaven Hollywood, on Wednesdays, which we will this Wednesday and next week.
Great. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, and we'll be back next Monday for another edition of the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience.
Thank you very much, sir. Thanks to Jimmy Ace. Thanks to Places Unknown. And we'll see everybody. Yes. Next Monday night.
Yes, next Monday
on the
night.
Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience.
Same time,
same bat channel.
And as always, this is perfect because it was boxing.
Ladies and tomatoes. Ladies and tomatoes and tomato cans like Manny Pacquiao.
You can win, Pacquiao.
Manny, you can win.
Manny, you can't win.
This guy is going to embarrass you in 12 rounds.
He's going to embarrass you and eat you alive. And everything came in, and no rematch.
You know how, and it's Maddie's wife. You know how slick he is? You know how much money he has? You can't win!
That's right, Rocky. Pacquiao, listen to your wife, Pacquiao. I'm telling you, as I'm dying on a table, right, what round?
It was a unanimous decision, Mick.
Oh,
I love you, kid. Oh, actually, Mick, I got embarrassed. No, don't, Mick, don't die. Mick! No,
I don't want to make a fuck.
Big.
This is tremendous.
Damn it.
No.
No.
Let me go. Okay.
All right, see everybody.
This is tremendous.